KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky at 65 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, officers with the Creston Police Department arrested a man and woman on assault charges Thursday afternoon. 25-year-old Amanda Marie Steinbach and 34-year-old Joseph Dean Gazer, both of Creston, were arrested at Gazer's home in the 200 block of South Lincoln Street at around 1:20 p.m. Steinbach and Gazer were subsequently released on $300 bond each. Both face a charge of domestic abuse assault. Well, a special investigation by the state auditor's office has concluded that a deputy sheriff in Carroll County and a staffer in the sheriff's office improperly split at least $128,000 worth of fees for gun safety classes. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Starting January 1st of 2011, Iowans who proved they had completed a gun handling course and met all other legal requirements automatically got a permit to carry a concealed weapon. The man who was Carroll County Sheriff at the time asked Deputy Tom Franzen to start teaching the gun safety classes. But State Auditor Mary Mosman says the fees for those classes belong to the county. The classes were taught in the courthouse in Carroll. County equipment was used, plus the sheriff's office phone number was listed as the primary point of contact on the materials advertising the classes. Franzen and Shanna Belukoff, a clerk in the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, split the fees that were collected over a 5.5-year period. The auditor's review says the two may have pocketed more than $128,000 in fees because not all receipts in the sheriff's office were properly recorded. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And the auditor's report has been forwarded to state and Carroll County prosecutors, as well as the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Thursday evening arrested 70-year-old Jerry Lynn Pontow of Hastings on a charge of indecent exposure. The man was taken into custody a little before 7 p.m. following an incident at the Pilot Grove County Park in northern Montgomery County. Pontow was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak Thursday arrested 27-year-old Michael Todd Archer of Red Oak on a charge of simple assault. Archer was taken into custody at around 12:20 a.m. in the 1900 block of East Summit Street and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. A Nebraska man was sentenced Thursday to 16 months in prison for escaping from a reentry center in Pottawatomie County. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa, 28-year-old Keith Wayne Page of Omaha will be required to serve 3 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. On January 19th, Page pleaded guilty to the charge. He admitted that he failed to return to CH Incorporated, a residential reentry center in Council Bluffs, in early September of 2016 after being granted a job-seeking pass. In December of 2016, Page was apprehended in Omaha on a federal arrest warrant. The U.S. Marshals Service and Metro Fugitive Task Force conducted the investigation. His case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A traffic stop in Pottawatomie County Wednesday morning resulted in the arrest of a woman from Florida on a warrant and drug charges. The Sheriff's Office reports Deputy Brian Miller stopped a 2017 Nissan Altima for speeding at around 10:25 a.m. on Interstate 80 at mile marker 7. While speaking with the driver, 30-year-old Brittany Lee Davis of Chipley, Florida, the deputy detected an odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle. A probable cause search was conducted, which resulted in the discovery of 3 separate containers of marijuana on the rear seat of the vehicle. The combined weight of the marijuana amounted to 248 grams. A records check on Davis showed that she was wanted on a Florida warrant for being a fugitive from justice related to fraud. She was taken into custody and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. Also on Wednesday, a visitor to the Pott County Jail, 28-year-old Melissa K. Casson of Underwood, was arrested just before 3 p.m. when it was learned the woman had a valid arrest warrant for burglary and a third-degree motor vehicle related. Casson was turned over to the corrections department staff without incident. And at around 4:45 a.m. Thursday, 23-year-old Matthew Lewis Anderson of Council Bluffs was arrested for OWI first offense following an investigation into an accident. Anderson was found unconscious in a 1999 Mazda Protege that had been involved in an accident near 240th and Chestnut Street near Trainer. Anderson was checked out by Trainer rescue personnel, but he refused treatment. A field sobriety test was conducted, and Anderson consented to a preliminary breath test. Test results came back as .181, or a little more than twice the legal limit for intoxication. Anderson was transported to the Pott County Jail and refused to comply with a request for a sample of his blood or urine. In addition to the OWI charge, Anderson was cited for failure to have insurance and failure to maintain control. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says a defensive tactics class open to women is set to take place August the 7th from 6 until 8 p.m., and that's at the Harlan High School Wrestling Room. Any female over the age of 14 is invited to join in the event. Participants will be asked to sign a waiver prior to the start of the class, and any participants under the age of 18, that is, will need a guardian to sign the waiver upon their arrival. Pre-registration is not required. Two people were arrested on separate charges earlier this week in Mills County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 56-year-old Richard James Gardner of Pacific Junction was arrested around 10:45 a.m. Tuesday on a warrant for assault. His bond was set at $1,000. And at around 1:15 p.m. Tuesday, deputies in Mills County arrested 25-year-old Danielle Renee Davenport of Glenwood on a warrant for driving under suspension. An invasive beetle that kills ash trees, the emerald ash borer, or EAB, has been confirmed in Ringgold County, making it the 52nd county in Iowa where the highly destructive insect has been found. The recent EAB infestation was discovered by a tree service that reported suspect ash trees to the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. Insect larvae were collected from the site west of Tingley and positively identified as EAB. EAB-infested ash trees can include branch dieback in the upper crown, water sprouts along the trunk and main branches, vertical bark splits, D-shaped emergence holes, S-shaped tunneling under loose bark, and woodpecker damage. EAB is difficult to detect in newly infested trees. All the ash trees are susceptible to attack by EAB. The larval stage of the insect kills the ash trees by tunneling under the bark and feeding on the part of the tree that moves water and nutrients through the tree. Mike Kintner with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, EAB and Gypsy Moth Coordinator, says we're already up to 13 new counties confirmed with EAB this year. And as we continue to track EAB's spread across the state, people are encouraged to report suspect trees in counties that have not yet been declared positive. Iowa State University's Armstrong Research and Demonstration Farm will feature a variety of agriculture topics at a field day to be held August 17th. The field day will take place from 9:30 until noon on that date, with lunch to follow. Registration begins at 9 a.m. There is no charge to attend the field day. Mark Licht, ISU Extension Assistant Professor and Cropping System Specialist, will begin the program speaking about yield response to delayed corn and soybean planting dates. Tom Youngquist, ISU Strips Project Farmer Liaison, will feature the soil, water, and wildlife benefits of row crops integrated with prairie strips. A high-tech cattle feed bunk that measures individual feed intake will also be demonstrated by Garland Dahlke, ISU Assistant Scientist. The Armstrong Research Farm is located 13 miles southwest of Atlantic on Highway 6, 1/2 mile south on 525th Street, and then 3/4 of a mile back east on Hitchcock Avenue. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.